constructive news can really educate us to make different choices by putting the right information into the public domain.
Whenever a newscast or a TV broadcast can relay positive news to people on the whole, then it boosts their confidence, it boosts their self-esteem, and I think it's good for everybody.
Hello, optimistic viewers, and welcome to Supreme Master Television for our show on the rising trend of constructive media around the globe. As the consciousness of the world is evolving, its effects are evident in the world of media. Recognizing the public's growing need for a healthy, balanced view of news, there has been an emergence in enlightened journalism ranging from print, radio, television, and the internet.
Menurut pendapat kami, berita-berita konstruktif semakin dapat tempat karena masyarakat sekarang sudah jenuh dengan berita-berita yang destruktif, berita-berita mungkin mereka akan senang melihat atau berita-berita yang bisa membangkitkan kepercayaan diri lagi.
Mi opinión sobre los medios constructivos es que hay que intensificarlos, fortalecerlos, darles mucho más espacio y apoyarlos indistintamente. Se agiganta la figura de un proyecto como Supreme Master Television, que sin duda alguna está haciendo un excelente trabajo en nuestro país, y yo sé que en otros países, y yo sé que en el mundo, hablo por el país, ¿no?
With the pressures of daily life, many people find constructive news to be a welcome addition to their day, offering them a little hope and inspiration to continue forth in their endeavors. Whether it is a heartwarming story about animals or news about local heroes, these uplifting news reports bring moments of joy in the day for its audiences. Constructive media provide general news stories about the world in a positive light and include Good News Network, Positive TV, Nice News Network, Happy Living Magazine, Only Positive News Network, Noticias Positivas, Ode Magazine, Good Anya Australia, South Africa The Good News, and Weekend News Today, just to name a few. Good News Network is one of the top online good news sites, where 10,000 new viewers log in every day to read the wonderful news stories that are available.
I came up with a system of 7 values that I believe that my readers and I all share, such as compassion, responsibility, tolerance, freedom. So if a story reflects these values, I feature it. I like the stories of former foes that get together and come to an agreement. Those are, of course, my favorite stories.
In fact, there was a study that showed how good news is truly good for humans. 1,000 Americans were surveyed, and the results revealed that when they start the day off with good news, the rest of the day at work is more productive and they remain in a better mood. Another example of constructive media that fosters the ideals of offering encouraging news to uplift and help its readers is Good Paper in Singapore.
Good Paper is a newspaper that I started up in March this year, and it's only devoted to good stuff, good news, inspiring stories, and joyful events. Through it, I believe that it could make a person's life become more positive. And with a positive mindset, I'm sure they can overcome difficulties in their life.
When they read good paper, they will be more motivated themselves, more energetic, and living life to the fullest, knowing that all those good things are happening around them.
Constructive media are not only purveyors of truth, they are also agents of social change. News that is relevant and beneficial can help instill morality and disseminate peace. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more about media that focus on promoting good stewardship of our shared planet. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Bonjour, on est à Fefanga.
On fait la musique Afrique de l'Ouest des percussions djembé.
Alors on souhaite bon troisième anniversaire à Supreme Master Television.
I would like to congratulate Supreme Master Television for having made great strides in the last 36 months, 3 years. When I first came to know about this television channel, it was only operating in certain pockets of the world. Now I am very heartened to hear that it is a global TV channel. It operates 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Michelle. This is Reboot. Happy third anniversary, Supreme Master Television.
Bueno, en nombre de todas las anacaones, les deseo un feliz tercer aniversario a todos los amigos de Supreme Master Television.
I know of no other medium other than Supreme Master Television that is bringing such positive and constructive news to the world, and it's a very powerful force for peace.
I would like to congratulate the Wushang Shi电视台成立三周年，那么祝Wushang Shi电视台的工作者以及观众三周年生日快乐。我相信Wushang Shi电视台它的品质。 一定是可以信赖的，那么而且对这个大家的身体身心都是有帮助的。
C'est avec plaisir et j'en profite aussi pour souhaiter un joyeux anniversaire à Supreme Master Television.
Happy anniversary on September the 7th for your TV station. I think it's absolutely a fantastic service to the world.
Bonjour, je m'appelle François Pelletier. Joyeux troisième anniversaire, Supreme Master Television.
Thank you for joining us again here on Supreme Master Television for today's special program featuring constructive media from around the world.
Green media, constructive media in society, it is a vanguard movement to inform people, to get people ready for the realities that are to come.
With the climate change crisis threatening our planetary existence, it is imperative that the public receives information that is up-to-date, accurate, and effective in solving global warming. Responsible media members are responding to the urgent crisis by increasing their coverage on the environment and offering advice on earth-sustaining lifestyle changes.
I do believe that media trends have begun to change more constructively by being more responsible and reporting more on climate changes, its effects, and more importantly, its causes. And I believe this is simply because people want to know the truth about what is happening to the planet and why.
Interest in environment, going green, green living, that sort of thing, that whole universe of topics has really increased on our site. Page views year over year are more than doubled in the last year.
Around the world, mainstream media have added a green focus to their regular programming and features. This constructive trend has helped to bring greater awareness to the public at large on this most urgent issue of our times.
we have done, and we continue to dedicate 20-30% of our shows on such matters as green living, interviewing inspirational people globally who have and continue to make a difference. We've also interviewed the Green Party to inform listeners on what Ireland is doing to cope with climate change and what we can do to make a difference.
We media practitioners should be at the forefront of this. Promote, you know, good values, promote, you know, healthy living and protection of the environment.
As sort of awareness in the general population has grown, then obviously the media has responded to that trend and is doing more stories on climate change and the developing world and so on.
New alternative media, which purely concentrate on green issues, have been founded, offering much-needed focus on ecological issues and planetary sustainability. Some of these media include Environmentally Sound Radio, Down to Earth Magazine, E, the Environmental Magazine, Ecologist, Green Futures, Environmental News Network, Living on Earth, Sound Journalism for the Whole Planet, Green TV, Passion for the Planet, G-Living, Green Planet Radio, and Echo Voice, to name just a few. Environmentally Sound Radio, based in New York, USA, is broadcast live on WVOX AM 1460, which has been awarded Best News in New York State. This program strives to bring greater eco-consciousness to its listeners through its informative programs.
Well, my name is Bob Levensold. I'm a producer and host of a program called Environmentally Sound on a radio station WVOX. You can never change everybody, but if you change some people, that makes your life worthwhile. Somebody changed for the better because of what they heard on my program. And so that's what I like to do.
Functioning along the same principles is the Daily Green, a website that was founded on Earth Day 2007. It defines itself as the consumer's guide to the green revolution.
Our mission is really to reach new people and show how traditional environmentalism and green living is really practical and relevant to their lives, and try and explain to new audiences why that matters. So we, a big way that we do that is by working with really mainstream partners, and that includes Yahoo, MSN, Huffington Post, big sites that are reaching a general audience of people.
Environmental media such as these are significant forms for disseminating information to the public on green solutions such as forest protection, recycling, carbon dioxide reduction, and most importantly, a vegan diet to save the planet. As a member of Constructive Media, Supreme Master Television would like to give thanks to the individuals and networks that help to build peace between cultures, facilitate understanding and respect, and relay up-to-date and accurate information about our environment. On the occasion of Supreme Master Television's third year anniversary, we would like to share some of the thoughts of our global viewers.
Hi there, this is Gennady speaking from Nice in the south of France to wish Supreme Master Television a very happy third birthday. How grateful we all should be to Supreme Master for her intelligence, farsightedness, and her dedication through many long years when people were just beginning to wake up about the negative impact on the environment of eating animals. And she continued to bring her vegan message to the world. And thank you to all her happy, smiling students who spread the word, be veg, go green, save the planet. And that says it all. Thank you, Supreme Master, for all the lives of our little brothers and sisters, the animals that you have saved. And thank you, Supreme Master Television, for spreading this message far and wide.
Hi, I'm Natasha from Simply Raw. That's simplyraw.ca. I watch Supreme Master Television, and I want to thank you for the awesome work that you do. Keep it up. I also want to wish you a happy third anniversary. Cheers.
안녕하세요. SBS 아나운서 박선영입니다. 이런 지금 Supreme Master TV가 지구 환경을 위해서 직접 나서고 있다는 얘기를 들으니까 참 든든합니다. 3주년이 됐다고 들었는데요. 정말 정말 축하드리고요. 앞으로도 더욱더 번창하셔서 더 좋은 일에 많이 앞장서 주시기 바랍니다.
Et je souhaite un troisième joyeux anniversaire à Supreme Master Television. Bon anniversaire.
It helps to provide a more positive, upbeat aspect as to how society functions and the benefits people get in it.
Thank you, viewers, for your delightful company today on Supreme Master Television's special program about the growing influence of the media to help create a loving and sustainable world. Please tune in for part two tomorrow for more constructive media that are helping to make a positive change. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. After noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May your days be blessed with a vibrant spirit and blissful heart.
我也听过上次的讲话，透过镜头里面。那我想，一种传递善的、美德的那种价值，其实跟原住民电视台想要追求的价值是非常类似的。I'm
Matt James from Down Under Australia. And I'd just like to say, happy anniversary, Supreme Master TV. Happy third anniversary. God bless and rock on.
Bien, pour le troisième anniversaire, je vous souhaite un anniversaire extraordinaire, mais surtout que vous puissiez diffuser, comme vous l'entendez, diffuser partout. Donc, on vous encourage et j'espère que vous allez nous encourager aussi. Merci.
Through its inspirational programs, it's like a light goes on in people, so I certainly think that Supreme Master TV has made the world a brighter place. Through raising our conscious awareness and showing us to love the life, the planet, and its inhabitants that we have.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.